So, oh my God, we have three people already. Hi, everyone. I'm Marco and...
I'm Angel Renee.
And we are Miami Swings, the podcast, and we're here to do a little talk about... Remember the subject matter today?
Yes, about lifestyle events and parties and clubs and all that good stuff.
That's right. I was looking at it earlier, and but I completely forgot.
Yeah, what we love about them.
Swinger parties, swinger clubs, and swinger events, question and answers.
Yes.
So anything you want to ask us, we are happy to answer, but we'll start probably in just a few moments, just chit-chatting a little bit until a few more people join us. We have just a few people in the world signing on. Who do we have?
Yeah, and in the meantime, I would just like to say, because a lot of our lifestyle friends are here in Florida with us, we hope that you guys are safe, obviously, and that everyone has weathered the hurricane as best as they possibly can. We got lucky, so we hope that you did as well.
And yeah, we're actually down here in Southwest Florida, so we got part of the hurricane this morning before it went up to North Florida. It wasn't very pretty. Actually, it was kind of cool. We almost took a morning off and just kind of relaxed and watched the storm roll in over the golf course. It was very, very lovely. So we have couple into fun, and Andy Yip. Is this say Andy Yip?
No.
What's it say?
A-N-N-D-Y-P. I wouldn't worry about that. It's too hard. Oh,
there's yeah. a lot of information.
So listen, guys, we're here for you, really. We are here to entertain you and to educate you and to chit-chat with you and get to know you better. So has anybody been to any lifestyle parties or clubs recently that are like a must-do go-to? Like, whoa, I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, like has everyone been to the normal stuff, which is Colette's, perhaps? In New Orleans or in Texas, or you have what's the
yeah because we just went to our very first Colette in New Orleans, and we went for Naughty New Orleans, and we were pretty impressed.
Yeah, did either of you guys been to Colette yet in New Orleans? Have you guys experienced that by any chance?
Yeah.
So show of hands.
So we really, like when we got there, we were pretty impressed. We thought it was really pretty and beautiful. They did have playrooms. They
There's
had
only,
they
two.
Have, yeah. What's that?
Yeah, we're going a little fast.
Okay.
Yeah, because we'll have to go through that again once some more people join us.
It's fine by me.
Okay, so.
Just entertaining everybody. Actually,
you
I
look
think
so
I have
gorgeous.
My dress on right.
Thank you very much. I know I look gorgeous. I'm definitely aware of that. Looking into the camera, I know I'm very, very gorgeous. So thank you very much. Was that pointed at me or was it pointed at her? Andy's not talking to us. Couple into fun. Where are you from, couple into fun? Couple into fun. Are you from here in Florida or are you in another part of America or another country completely? Looks good. Perfect. Hi. Hi back at you. I feel like I'm on your cam.
Yeah, no, so we did go to the one in New Orleans. That's the one I'm telling you guys about. It was a lot of fun. So there is one in Austin we've heard about in Texas. Never been. There's one in Dallas and Houston. Oh, there's three Colettes in Texas. I didn't know that. Did you?
No, I didn't know.
I've never actually been to Texas. I would love to go to Texas, but I was really impressed with the one in New Orleans for sure. And I think, I mean, we definitely had a lot of fun there for sure. But I'm trying to even think about some other fun.
Oh, this person's been to Colette in Austin,
yes,
Dallas
and
Houston.
Houston.
So ironically, we got to go to Colette's in New Orleans by mistake. Our flight had actually been canceled because of bad weather when we was in New Orleans, and we had nowhere to go that night. So we figured we'd just go try it out because it was a block away. And it was one of the best clubs in New Orleans that we had been to, lifestyle clubs. We thought it was incredibly well done and the decor was fantastic.
Yeah. And the staff was nice. They greeted us at the door and they wanted to give us, he wanted to give us a tour of the place. And it was really nice. Actually, I felt like it was a little bit of a personal touch. We were early because we go places early, but
yeah.
I don't know if they do the same thing.
I think we went at like 9 o'clock at night or something
like
that.
Yeah, we were there early.
Yeah, super early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people don't go out to a club until midnight. We were there at 9 and in bed by 11:30.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure that we were.
So it was the ones in Austin and Texas, were they just, or Austin, Texas, were they just as well put together, and was the decor fantastic? DMCTX68. That's a very interesting DMCTX88. That's a very interesting profile name. Let me just see if I touch on that and then go to there. Then we go to, oh, I hope I didn't just take us out of
the... I have no idea what he's doing.
Oh, there she is. Oh, how lovely. It's a lovely lady. And I'm not quite sure what I just did. And we are back. Sorry about that. Yeah, I should have done it for a new screen, and it it took us out of this screen and to the profile of DMCTX88. I'm not quite sure whether it's the husband or wife, or the husband and wife. Why don't you let us know if it's both of you or just one of you that's tuning in today.
So what are your favorites, Mark? Do you prefer, do you like going to clubs, or do you like going to events? What are your favorites?
Oh, actually, I love going to clubs.
You do? Okay.
I love going to clubs, and I love going to hotel takeovers.
Okay.
Because the fun and the party is in the environment you're in. Meet and greets are kind of okay. Resorts are okay.
That's so nice.
But I do like clubs and parties, like resort takeovers.
Yeah.
Because you can go directly from the playroom or the club up to your room to play with people, or meet someone and then go to the playroom and then play with them.
It's more, you can be very organic. Although,
super organic.
You can, yeah.
I never used to like that, but now I like it more.
Yeah, I think that comes with time.
Comes with age.
Well, and experiences, and you decide that you're more open to experiences.
Yeah.
And if you just kind of go with the flow and in the moment, a lot of times I feel like you allow yourself to do things. If you pre-plan it, which is okay too, sometimes you kind of put yourself in a box, you know?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Now, we're used to planning stuff because we are traditionally a hot wife lifestyle couple. So normally there's a lot of planning involved in that, but I do like the organicness of a club or an event where you can go straight from the party in the event to your room or to a playroom. I like that for some reason. It's easy.
It's very easy.
Super easy.
Yeah.
It's expensive, though.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, clubs or events are expensive, especially when they're party events or hotel takeovers.
Yeah, but it really is worth it, I think.
I agree. I mean, the payback is tenfold.
Yeah, and I think that the lifestyle is growing so quick and so fast that people just want to be a part of it. And, you know, maybe you cut down on going out to so many dinners or cut down on doing some maybe of the vanilla things, which you do in life, which we all do.
Yeah.
Maybe do a little less of those and you plan for a couple extra swimmer events.
Yeah. Tell us about the interior of Colette's in Austin. Was it Art Deco? Was it 1920s, 1940s? What kind of interior did it have? We'd love to know, because that's on our bucket list of things to do for sure.
Where is it that we were going to go in Atlanta?
Atlanta. That's going to be to...
it's not Trapeze?
Trapeze,
so
Atlanta.
Trapeze. If anybody's been to Trapeze in Atlanta, too, let us know. That's on our to-do list.
For sure.
We haven't made it there yet. We've always been doing other stuff while we were there. But let's see. So you've got swinger parties, clubs, and events. That's
pretty much it.
That's it. So
okay. So has everybody been to a swinger club? You guys been to a swinger club? Do you know what it looks like? Do you know what happens there? Do you know what it entails? Do you know the process of going to a swinger club and the difference between on-premise and off-premise and stuff like that, and what happens in them by any chance?
Well, we don't have enough people really to answer. I don't think.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you don't, there are two types of club.
Okay.
The first club is off-premise, which means they serve full alcohol. So you can get a whiskey and Coke, or you can get a beer or a glass of wine. That means that there's off-premise, means there's no sex in the club and no nudity in the club. Now, that doesn't normally require a membership. You can just go to the club, go party with your swinger friends and have a good time. That's an off-premise club. Then you have what's called an on-premise club.
Okay.
which means that they have playrooms, you can have nudity, and you can also have sex on site in the playrooms and nudity in the playrooms, but you need to have a membership and there's no hard liquor served, so you have to do a bring your own bottle experience.
Can you give me an example of an off-premise club that we've been to? Because I can't even think of one.
Oh, golly.
Or even a location, maybe, if you can't think of the name of the place.
No, I can't.
No, I think
because we always go to on-premise. Because we've never gone to one that was off-premise because we wouldn't do it.
No, a lot of them, you do have to bring your own drinks to, but you just look it up, look the club up, look up their rules, look up all the stuff. And really, they all, you know, I noticed this when we were in New Orleans at the podcasters forum, but the forum with a lot of people that have been in the lifestyle for a long time. They're all starting to sort of come up with really specific pages on their website telling you what type of things are expected and allowed in the clubs, and almost like a rule list. Did you?
Yeah. So if you're going to go to a lifestyle swinger club, or you're intending to, one of the best things to do, first of all, is just go to their website. You'll find out what the dress code is. You'll find out what the membership fee is, how short they have a membership. Some clubs do 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, and a year. And then they'll also have a page of rules and regulations and things that do and do not, that are and are not acceptable. For example, you know, all the normal stuff, which is no means no. You can't go into the back playrooms whilst dressed in clothing. You must get a locker, change out into a towel. Women may wear either a bra and panties and a towel or some kind of lingerie. Or night attire. So it's always a good idea to go to the website of the club they're going to go to and have a little look at their rules and regulations and their process, see what their alcohol rules are, whether they bring your own bottle, whether they supply wine or just soft drinks.
Yeah, because I mean, I like to just have one or two Pinot Grigios because I don't like to drink a lot, but I like to, you know, be at least a little bit relaxed. So I can bring my own, you can bring your own, you know, and if you go with friends, a lot of times friends will take a couple of just big bottles and they usually have the sodas and they have all that stuff there.
They'll do ice and soda and they'll keep your bottle and your drink behind the bar and put a number on it so that you can come up and give them your name or a number and get a drink.
Do you guys want to know a secret since we only have one viewer and you?
Yeah, go on.
One of my favorite things at the clubs is the buffet.
So at most, So at most swinger clubs, they have buffets. And some of them are phenomenally fantastic. Some are not so fantastic. But I can remember way back when, probably a decade ago, that we went to one that apparently has a really good buffet now.
Yeah, no.
It was down here in Florida, Eyes Wide Shut. Years ago, the buffet was terrible. It was actually worse than terrible. But now, apparently, they've remodeled and now they have an incredible buffet. But one of the best buffets we've ever had is at...
It's not Trap. Is it? It's
Trapeze. Trapeze in Fort Lauderdale.
So Trapeze is Fort Lauderdale. What's the one in... Velvet is the one in Miami. Okay.
Velvet is down in Miami. Yeah. And the Trapeze... and actually, the Velvet buffet wasn't so good when we went there last time.
No, it wasn't.
We went there at Halloween and it was... I think it was... like meatballs and something else.
But I do think
spaghetti, perhaps.
You probably noticed swinger events are starting to pick up their game is getting better for sure.
They're becoming more gourmet.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
No, yeah, you're right. They're stepping it up
because people want to come and younger people want to come and young people do have an expectation because we all raised our kids to think that they're kings and freaking queens. Apparently, I feel like we all did.
Well, it's not only that. Because swinging is becoming more mainstream and there's more and more clubs opening up, especially down here in South Florida,
they
have to step it up. Otherwise, people have alternatives that they could go to.
Okay, well, this is true too.
So it's all a case of being top in your class and getting the lion's share of people going out on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to a swinger event.
Yeah, I mean with social media and everything, people.
Yeah,
have
now
so
Secrets don't have a buffet. Secrets up in Kissimmee, Orlando.
No, they don't have a buffet, but do you know what they do have?
They have a dungeon.
No, okay.
What else do they have?
They do a dungeon. Well, they have it in the reception area. They make little treats and they put them out all the way up until like mid-afternoon.
They do.
If you get there early enough, I mean, they make cookies and brownies and cakes.
Yeah, so if you go to Secrets, which is a resort here in Southwest Florida, you can go to the party, then go to the dungeon, then go to the playroom, have sex with others or just your spouse or just on your own, and or be a voyeur. Then you can go to the reception afterwards, and they always have coffee and cookie, and it's really coffee, cookie, and little treats and bites, and they're really cool.
And I do like the dungeon there. I actually think they have good options. I think they have a lot of rules.
So at a lot of clubs and events, you can probably expect to find a dungeon in one room, a playroom in another room, a dance hall in another room, and a bar. And all of those elements are normally in clubs and resorts and not so much private parties. Private parties are very, very different. I don't think that's on. Yeah, so what can one – so that's a little bit – Yeah, so that's a little bit about swinger clubs. Swinger resorts obviously have – you can go straight to the playroom or the dance area and go straight to your room with a couple to play instead of being public and playing in a playroom. That's one of the benefits. Or you can have what's called the open door policy on your room. So people walking past your room, going to the club or to the dance hall or to the playrooms, can see you and perhaps want to participate in some fun time with you in your room before the night starts. That's always a good possibility.
Are we still talking about Secrets?
Yeah, well, actually, we're talking about Secrets in particular because we do that at Secrets and it works really, really well for us.
I love that part of it. We've met the nicest people. I actually want to buy a place in Secrets. I want to be there at least once a month because we have met some really nice people and it's some really good experiences. And you know, it's very down home. It's not like it's not 5-star, but every room is different. It's very comfortable. It's very, I felt like it was.
Yeah, actually, I personally love it. I love it. And it's more like a resort, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Like a massive swimming pool and a lot of beds and a great outside bar.
Yeah.
It's a really good, place to be. And they do actually sell their hotel rooms. So you can buy a hotel room and then rent it out in their rental pool and then use it whenever you want to use it, which is really cool. It's a great way to have an investment and still be in the lifestyle. Make some money and have a place to go and use.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is really cool.
I
Caliente do something very similar.
I like Caliente too.
Caliente in Florida has a full resort where you can buy a house, a condo, or a townhome, or an RV spot, or even a casita, which is like a mobile home. Or you can use their hotel, and they also have a small playroom and a nightclub, several restaurants and a bar, several pools and music pretty much Thursday through Sunday, which is a lot of fun. Massive talking hot tubs. Great place to be on
You know what I like about Caliente?
Tell me.
Well,
it's also nude.
Yes. Okay. I like a few things about Caliente. I like that it's nude because Marco is a nudist and loves to be naked. And personally, when I get in and out of the pool, and they have like a resort style pool with the waterfalls. It's really nice to be naked.
Yeah.
But what I really do also love about Caliente is that they have a beautiful dining room. If you want to have a beautiful dinner with your boo after a nutty night or the night before, they have a piano bar where sometimes they do little piano.
Great things. Piano bar.
Yes, and they also have a sports bar.
Sports bar where you can go play pool.
So I feel like, I mean, it's
it has small, the gambit of everything.
But yeah, like really, what else do you need? Like honestly?
Now, at Caliente, you can live there full time. Many people live there full time in the houses or in the condos or in the townhomes. And they actually live there full time and have a job or retire there. And you can be nude and enjoy the swinger lifestyle, which is really, really cool. We actually love it because you literally get on your golf cart and you're down to your casita or your room really, really quickly. And you can have some naughty time with some new friends that you just met very, very easily.
I actually love the casitas. Yeah. I'm not going to buy a casita there, but just because, I don't know, but I love staying in them. I'm obsessed with them, actually. They're like little teeny tiny houses. Yep. Like you feel like it's a pretend world.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah. So we've covered some
swingers, parties, clubs, and events.
So the one thing we haven't covered so far is parties. Let's just talk about parties, house parties, for example.
I like house Let's parties talk, too.
Remember the house party we went to in Naples, Florida?
Yes, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Wait, which one? You mean years ago? You're not talking about
years ago, and we kept on seeing people disappear upstairs, and we were like, yeah. Where are they all going? And they would come down and then get another partner. They go back upstairs again and then come back down. Remember? They had terrible meatballs there.
They actually.
Do you remember the food was awful?
You guys are going to think we're foodies, but
we're not foodies.
But when you're up late and you're drinking and you're having a night of
debauchery, nice to have something to eat.
You need to have food. And if I would have known, I would eat. Listen, so even for a house party, you could even just say you want to host one, right? You could even say it's potluck style and everybody brings something. I don't know. Personally, for us, I like to be a little in control of it and feel like I have what I need.
Yeah.
But you don't have. You could have a house party and not do that and just. Mm-hmm. Set some rules, put it in writing, send it to all the guests, make a guest list, make sure everybody's okay with having the guest list be shared because a lot of people like Marco likes to see the guest list.
Yeah, so one of the great things about nearly all of these events is that if you go onto STC parties and events, you can go to the day of the event. And nearly everybody posts a guest list unless it's a private party and then you have to ask for a guest list. So you can literally go on there, look at people's reviews and see if there are people on there that you feel might be compatible with you or about the couple or you might find a couple that's compatible or you think might be compatible with you and even contact them prior to the party so that you have someone to connect with once you're there. I think that's pretty cool.
You do that a lot, actually.
I do it a lot. Yeah. Ironically, when I do that, we very rarely end up meeting the people.
No, but you know what happens a lot? So many times you'll say to me, oh, there's this couple. Here's kind of what they look like. We're going to look out for them. And then I swear to you, like a couple days later, they'll message you and say, hey, we saw you there, but there was a lot going on. And you guys were busy chatting. So if you ever see us at a party, please come up and say hi to us.
Yeah, we actually had several people come out to Vegas when we was at a Vegas event and spend some time with us. But Angel, unfortunately, got a little sick the day that they turned up, and we missed out on the afternoon and evening
events
to spend some time with them. But they were nice people, and I think one couple lived in Vegas, the other lived in Florida, and they happened to fly out to meet us there.
No, I know. I still can't believe I definitely missed a whole 24 hours.
You missed more than 24 hours. It was like a day and a half.
Yeah, it was rough. And that wasn't from drinking, because I wasn't drinking any. I was not drinking, and
That was another event that we went to. It's Candy Vegas in Las Vegas. They do it once a year. Mm-hmm. It's somewhat of a female-centric environment and a lot of fun, held at the Sahara in Las Vegas, the Sahara Club. Or the Sahara Hotel. That's a great resort-style event that's held once a year, and it's almost for a whole week, so that's a lot of fun. Naughty in New Orleans is an entire week, so that's 5 days. 5 days and pretty much 6 nights. We ended up doing 6 nights, 7 days.
Yeah,
it was pretty intense.
Yeah, for sure. It was good.
Yeah, so house parties is really on that last line. House parties are great for you to start meeting people within the lifestyle and broadening your horizon of friendships.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think house parties are a little more intimate. And, you know, you're all going to the same destination and you're in a smaller environment. So you're a little bit more, you have the opportunity maybe to chat a little bit more. And sometimes the music isn't pumping so loud.
Ironically, I feel more nervous at house parties because you're almost like I mean, there's only a limited amount of people that you can play with. So once you go in and you see the other 15 couples that are there, you already know your options.
No, I used to get really nervous with
them. Yeah, I know. I did too.
For sure.
Oh, no, at a house party, I could definitely hide in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
No, you couldn't.
Take a breath.
That's me. I think I have hid in the bathroom for 20 minutes before.
We haven't actually done a house party since Naples. I know we did a couple here in our city, but it was actually when you was a sushi model. That was the last.
Was the last house party?
It was the last house party we went to. We need to go to some more house parties.
Well, okay, we've been very busy.
I'm just saying.
We've been so busy. Like,
some more house parties would be a good. Actually, let's put it on our little short-term bucket list to go to a house party.
October's your month.
No, October's already taken care of.
Can't
it's
do two sexy things in October.
Okay, I know. I didn't want to push my luck. Can I do two sexy? Things in get out of town! Oh my God, she's really giving me some.
Party and give myself practice for my wedding experience.
Yeah, house parties, they're very intimate, which is really cool. And there's two sides to that. The first is if you found, actually, we went to a house party down there in Cape Coral, Florida, at the Big Mansion House. But I think after that was the last we went to. That was the last one we went to. Wasn't the sushi. That was just you did the sushi.
No, we for sure did the Cape Coral one after. I feel like we're missing something, but maybe.
No, meet and greets and big events ever since then.
Yeah, a lot
and
of
hotel events.
Yeah.
So I think we should definitely put a house party on our to-do list.
Because if anybody's having a house party and you're near us.
Definitely let us know. But they're so cool because the intimacy is there. That if it can go two ways. If there's nobody there that you're all compatible with, it's kind of like a night that you're trying to figure out how to just be social. But if there is someone that you find a little appealing, it's an incredible place to be super extra intimate and get to know each other.
Yeah, I do like house parties. I like all of them. I guess it depends on what you're looking for and what you're in the mood for.
So if you had to scale it from top to bottom, what would you do as your best events to worst events? Starting at, so I would say
like the vacations you take me on.
Okay, so I would say house parties would be the lowest, and then it would be hotel takeover, resort, and then massive event weeks.
I don't know. I like the resorts and hotel takeovers. I like anything that's on premise.
Yeah.
Easy access. Your room is right there where you can go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do anything that you want to do in the on your time frame when you want. And I like it when there's a lot of stuff going on because then you can sleep when you need and you're not missing out all the time.
Yeah.
Stuff too.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, is there anything? I don't see any more questions.
So. Yeah, we've only been on for 30 minutes so far, and okay. I'm not quite sure what's happening to the system to only be there the entire time.
No, I know. Something's not right.
Something's definitely not right because we're normally at 80.
I wonder about that, but I figured
so
we should leave it a little so that you have something.
Hi, can everybody hear us and see us? Because we were having some technical difficulties just then. We had 73 people go to our profile to try and join the guest list, and not many of you knew that you could just go to live. So
it's already getting better.
Yeah.
It's already
getting
Could you guys?
Oh, hey, Laiac, LAIC. Oh, hey, darling. How are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us.
We're going to get comfy now because we've been doing this for a while, and we really we're looking forward to interacting with you guys.
Yeah, so we have thanks for joining us. Unfortunately, about 73 people didn't quite know how to join the guest list or join the live. Hopefully, everyone's joining us now, and actually, it looks like the numbers are popping up.
Well, something's happening now.
Yeah. So what we've been talking about is the different kind of events, parties, and things that you can do in the lifestyle, and we'd love to know if you guys have any specific questions. And we've kind of talked about parties, about private parties, and how they are a little bit more intimate. And if you see a couple or a person at a house party, it's sometimes a little easier to get to know them and go play. And sometimes if there's nobody that kind of meets your criteria, it can be a little tough because now you are in a social environment. And then we talked about the different kinds of clubs and events that one can go to. Clubs being, you know, on-premise, off-premise. Some have alcohol, some don't. Some have playrooms where you can have sex and be naked, and some don't. And each of those clubs have a different set of rules and regulations and processes. And then we talked about events where you can have a full resort takeover event or just a hotel floor takeover or a smaller perhaps a tiki hut takeover, which is like a nice little event, right?
Yeah. We were discussing our preferences. But them all. We like them all for different reasons. I like to be on premise. I like the whole hotel takeover. I like to be able to walk through the hotel in my slinky, itsy bitsy, teensy meensy, super sexy outfits headed for the playroom and not worry about anybody, what they're doing down the hall.
So this is one of the great things about about an event that's being held at a hotel where they have the playrooms, is that you can literally go to the dance hall, dance, go to the bar and drink, meet people and talk.
Yeah.
And then when the playroom opens, you can go back to your room, get into something really slinky dinky, teeny weeny, itsy bitsy, and show off all your good bits. And then take a walk down to the playroom and go have naughty fun with either your spouse or new friends that you've made, or go to the orgy room or the different rooms that these events have. And you can do it all in one little place, which is a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, well, and a lot of these events have themed nights, right? And so the women especially like to do scene changes. Like, I like to wear something. I have an outfit for the dungeon. Uh-huh. I have an outfit for the theme. I have an outfit for the
play. Do you have an outfit for the party, an outfit
actually,
for the dungeon, and an outfit for the playroom?
Many times I would even do four. One would come be in an outfit for the coming out for the meet and greet, maybe a dance or two.
Yeah.
Then you have the dungeon outfit. Then you have the play robe or whatever. I like to put on a beautiful robe to go to the playroom. And then sometimes you want to come back down and grab a slice of pizza so you're in, like, a cute little nighty.
Yeah, so the last big event that we went to, they had these playrooms. And the first night, at midnight, they brought out the pizzas. So everybody would be in the orgy room having sex with each other, touching each other, having fun, all with consent, of course, having a lot of sexual interaction. And then everyone would be looking at their watches going, oh, my God, it's nearly 12 o'clock. Then it's 12 o'clock and everybody would get up, get their condoms off, run over, get a slice of pizza, have some pizza, then go straight back to having sex.
It was
amazing.
We're all adults, but let me tell you, you guys smell fresh pizza. I think it was Domino's or something.
Oh, my gosh.
You smell that stuff at 12:30, whatever time it was.
Yeah, 12 p.m. Yeah.
You were like, I don't care who you're fucking.
That was one of the best things.
You're like, excuse me for a second, I need to go get a piece of pizza. People were eating pizza and having sex. People were eating pizza and having sex at the same time. It was so much fun.
So we just went to a hotel. Yeah, we just went to a hotel event. And as we were walking down to the pool, I looked over and I could see a guy in the pool. And there was a woman to his left and a woman to his right. And they were both eating pizza.
Oh, this was a different event. But
Yeah. He had his hand, his finger in one woman, fingering her, whilst licking out the pussy of the other woman. Both women were eating pizza that was in the middle of them. And then he would swap, put his finger in this woman, then go to eating her pussy out on this side. And he was doing it continuously whilst they were eating pizza. It was the best thing I ever saw.
Actually, looking back,
that was pretty cool.
I kind of wish I would have went over to them and said, can I
have a piece of pizza?
No, can I got it. Can I just eat this so I can show people on a podcast I can blow out your faces?
Yeah.
Because
if you'd have asked for a piece of pizza, he would have said, just sit down right there. And you can enjoy as much pizza as you want. But I need to eat your pussy.
I don't know. I've never seen anything like
it. I would have let him eat my pussy if I'd have got a piece of pizza.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. We just actually saw this a couple of months ago at a resort event. And it was definitely very, very interesting to watch.
Yeah,
it was, I have to say, it was pretty cool. But no, at this big hotel takeover we went to, at midnight, the pizzas come out and everybody really just stopped having sex, went and got pizza, ate the pizza, and then got back into the orgy room and started having pizza again. So
food and sex go together if you're
definitely,
having a party.
Definitely, especially pizza. So when you go to a big resort hotel takeover and they have a playroom, the most likely going to have more than one style of playroom. And this includes the cruises and lifestyle cruises that you can go to. So the kind of playrooms that they're going to have are going to be, the first one's going to be simple double beds or queen beds with curtains around so you can have privacy that you can potentially have a fun with your spouse another couple. Or the next room or the next playroom might be beds with not so much curtain so that you can potentially watch or interact with the couple having sex in the bed next to you. Or there might be a room like a tantric room, which is very, very quiet, very slow paced, where you can have sex with others or your spouse. And there's no curtains, but it's a very low energy, slow pace. Or you might find the room, which is my most favorite room, which is the orgy room, which is where everybody really gets on a bed and has sex with their spouses and or others. And people stand around the orgy bed and you can invite them in to play with you and your spouse or others, right?
Yeah.
That's my most favorite place.
Yeah, you're forgetting a couple rooms.
Then we have the blackout room, Well, why don't you tell them about the blackout room? What's the blackout room?
That one's not my favorite, but although I did talk to someone yesterday who has done a different version of a blackout room that I've never done, which is not completely blacked out. But that's a whole different thing. I have never tried that. But we went into the blackout room where it's 100% blacked out.
You can't see this far in front of your face. And by going into the room, you're giving consent.
Yeah, I didn't like that room. Not because of that. It was not my favorite room. But you actually liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. And so in a blackout room, you could be kissing anybody.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
You could be touching anybody. Anybody could be sucking your dick if you allow them to with consent. So it's really a room that you can play in every format. Going in the room gives consent, and not necessarily gives consent, because there, you still have to say to someone, is it okay if I put my finger inside your pussy, or is it okay if I have sex with you? I'm wearing a condom. And but it's all completely blackout in there, so you don't see who it is. You have no idea who the person is, so it has nothing to do with looks or personality. It just has to do with raw sex and the unknown intimacy of not knowing.
I almost feel like that's a kink.
It's definitely a
soft kink, because it's not super kinky.
Yeah.
It doesn't even sound like a niche, a specific thing. But it's not for me.
Yeah, and then we have, and then obviously in all play areas, they have the dungeon.
Plus one,
no, I'm going to get there. We have what's called the dungeon, and this is one of Angel Renee's most favorite.
I do like the dungeon now. I never used to like the dungeon.
You love the dungeon.
I do now, yeah. It took me a while but that would be a whole.
So most dungeons that you go to at these events are cruises, hotel takeovers, or other types of events, even in clubs. They normally have a dungeon master that is going to lead you or help you.
And, you know, I think a lot of it is about that person being a good match for you.
Yeah, and Angel Renee happens to like one particular dungeon master here in Florida, so he likes to go into that dungeon room. The last time we went into the dungeon room,
she wasn't there.
The last dungeon we went into in New Orleans, you wasn't over
the
king.
I didn't like it. And I knew that I didn't like it because I didn't not like it because it was a dungeon. I just didn't like the vibe in there. I think it was just the vibe.
You either like it or you don't, right?
Yeah, but I do think if you see something in the dungeon room that you're interested in, you should ask the dungeon master, whoever's there, doing the little tours, for some information on it. And, you know, if you try it that day, great. If you think about it, and then, like, I got excited. So the big chain, like, I don't know what it's called, but the big chain link wall that you handcuffed me to, right?
Uh-huh.
So that I didn't do on the first day, but I saw it and I couldn't wait. And I was going to say, next time we come back, I'm doing it.
Yeah,
and I did. And actually, I got it quite two or three times.
Yeah, Angel Renee really likes the dungeon. And actually, she likes to do the dungeon with an eye mask on and earmuffs. Yeah. So she is giving total control to me at these resort takeovers to who I decide to bring in and play with her. And actually, we have this process of when we go into a playroom at a resort or at a party or event, that she tends to give me complete autonomy over the process and wears an eye mask and allows me to bring into play with us people that that I feel are going to be a good match and I've not done wrong yet, and we've always had a good experience. And there's one last room, the most important room of all parties and events and clubs. Not all the clubs have this kind of room, but cruises have them, and certain resort takeovers have them. And why don't you tell us what they're called?
The plus one room?
So tell us about the plus one room, Miss Angel Renee.
The plus one room is fun. I don't know if I'm going to do it again. I went a little crazy in New Orleans, but I actually think the plus one room has retired itself from my repertoire for a couple of reasons. But the plus one room is where you can add a third, and we added a third
lots of times.
So many times that last trip that may actually have lasted me.
So this is what a plus one room is. It's a room that you go into with your partner, hand in hand. And you find a bed, and you either lay there, stroke each other, or massage each other, or get interactive with each other. And then outside of the curtain to the bed you're in are a series of incredibly hot, well-endowed, edible men and young men with great bodies, great personalities, big smiles, healthy looking, and they are just there to please you and to make you happy. So you can literally pick one or pick two or pick three and invite them onto your bed, and they're there to make sure that you are happy in whichever way that happens to lend itself. It could be sucking, kissing, stroking, fingering, having sex. There could be many, many scenarios. But the plus one rooms, years ago, they used to call them the chocolate room on cruise ships, right?
They did.
And first time we ever went to a chocolate room, we actually thought we were going there to enjoy all the chocolate.
So we were newbies. I'm not even sure if we were married.
No, well, we were married. It was about 12 years ago.
So then we were newly married, and I thought it was a chocolate room, and I was super, super, super
excited.
Exciting. I mean, I wish you would let me stop and answer all these people, because I'd love to. Oh. I'd love to. That's good. We'd have to go way back now. But so the chocolate room. But I'd like to say one thing about the plus one room. This is why I did it so many times when we were there. We actually went to one, not in New Orleans, offered little educational events, like topics. And we went to the plus one educational.
Like
I know, I saw that. It's so funny. And so we went to the educational thing that they offered. And these guys are paid and they are educated and they're trained to
be a plus one.
Care. Yeah, so it is
to make you happy.
And you still have to ask them for consent, and you give them consent. It's all very mutually respectable on every level.
Yeah.
But there, it's really a job, and I didn't really get that. Now I get it.
Yeah. So in the plus one room, that's very interesting that you kind of brought that up, because I kind of was getting excited. So when we first, about 12 years ago, went on this lifestyle cruise out of Port Canaveral in Florida, we got on the ship and they said they were doing tours, and they said on the tour list was the chocolate room. So we were super excited, because we thought we were going to be going into a room where they had like a chocolate fountain and Mars bars and Hershey's candies and all kinds of different things. So we walked into this room, and there was this two rows of beds and incredibly handsome, beautiful, dark men stood by each of the beds. And I'm like, and I thought we was going into like a candy room. And Angel Renee grabs my hand and she's like, honey, this is the chocolate room. And then I was like, oh, I get it. And just so you know, that was probably one of the most overused rooms the entire cruise. I swear, I do not know how them guys had the stamina. They were incredible. The next cruise we went on, instead of them having the chocolate room there, they didn't have a room, but all of the young men that were on the cruise, the young single guys, would stand on one of the foyers in a line and just interact with people. You remember at that bar? And they would interact with people, and you could take them back to your room. Now, at the resort, they don't call them chocolate rooms anymore. Obviously, that's past its prime. Now they call it a plus one room. And there are a myriad of guys that are plus one, but they are all really trained to make you feel incredible and like the most beautiful person and the most incredible person. And we went into the plus one room a lot. I personally, just so you all know, get so excited with a plus one that I kept on coming too quick. So the night was always ended early, because I would get so excited.
We ended up going back.
We had to go back a second time.
Again,
because,
which is why.
I know.
Hotel takeover is good.
Yeah, I would just, and actually that's really, really good.
Yes.
That is why a hotel takeover is so great, because you can go and have an interaction. Go away, have 5 minutes, go back to your room, have a drink, talk it out, and then go back and have more fun. And the plus one room got a lot of use out of us, because I would come too quick and we would have to go back for Angel Renee to get her pleasure, because I just couldn't help myself, right? I just can't help myself.
So let me just do something really quick. So I don't even know if you people are all here that wrote these, but yeah, sensory.
Hi, Canada.
Sensory deprivation. Yes, that's what it's called when you, when he covers my eyes and puts something over my ears. I personally love that because I have, I love it. I get a little anxiety just in life in general. And so it calms me very much down. I like it. Hi, Montreal. Yes. And yes. Nice to meet you. And yes, Target should offer that.
Target
yes,
should definitely have the plus one.
Although I have to tell you, Bonnie, plus one aisle. He is not your typical gringo. Might seem like that, but I guarantee you, he is, there is nothing typical about this one over here. And Atlanta. So listen, we are coming to Atlanta.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
October.
November.
November. We're going to be going to...
Trapeze
in Atlanta in I think the second week of November.
It is going to be early second week of November. Yep. Yes, we will be there. So keep in touch with us if you
Please keep in touch.
And
we can't wait to go to Atlanta because we love exploring new clubs.
I am. So listen, Pineapple Puppies.
Pineapple Puppies has been on several of our discussions. And hi, Pineapple Puppies. I remember your names from several of our talks.
Because we may forget. This kind of goes a little crazy. So please send us a message. We would love to connect.
Yeah.
And just so you guys know too, we are on Instagram. It's Miami Swings Podcast Instagram. If you guys are on it. Miami Swings Podcast. That's the only one we're going to talk about for right now.
Yeah, so Miami Swings Podcast, definitely go check it out. There's one other shout out we want to do is if anybody goes to cratejoy.com and looks up sex box subscription, there's an incredible sex box that you can get monthly for $69, and it has the most amazing sex positive stuff in there, dildos, glass dildos, vibrators, condoms, BDSM equipment.
And I'm giving them it a gold star.
Yeah, it's definitely a gold star product. $69 a month. It ships straight to your house in a very secure box. Probably one of the best sex box is on the market. That's on a monthly subscription. Sex box subscription. Go check it out on CrateJoy, CrateJoy.com. And it's something that you're going to really, really love. On the outside of the box, it says, thank you for your order. And it's got red flowers.
Yes. Oh, no. And I previewed everything.
Yeah.
So you guys, whoever's actually listening and still here, I have a question for you because SDC is wonderful to us. They are
SDC
amazing.
Is the best thing in the world.
Yes. And I would say we're making friends with SDC, with everybody. So long story short, we have a question. SDC came up with this topic tonight. We have some ideas, but if you have any ideas, can you please send us a message? You can jot it down right now, and I'll take note of it, or send us a message and let us know what you would like for us to discuss, because we're here
for you. So thank you. Thank you, Angel Renee. So we have this bi-monthly discussion, 1 hour every other Wednesday at 7 p.m. We would love to get your topic discussion lists for things you would like to hear us talk about.
So that we can take it back to SDC
and
give them feedback directly from you instead of our opinion.
Yeah, so far the conversations and the subject matter has been hotwifing because we're hotwife specialists and public speakers on hotwifing, and we're incredibly good at it. Obviously, Angel Renee loves to be hotwifed. And we've done clubs and... vacations and stuff like that, but we'd really like to get your guys' input on the kind of subject matter that you would like us to research, discuss, and get questions and answers on.
Oh, no, listen, this is good. Okay, so...
Yes, so I have a process of actually spotting fakes. We would love to do an entire hour how to spot a fake profile on Cassidy, on SDC, or any of the lifestyle websites, and how to vet that person. I personally have an incredibly tough process for our play partners, and I make sure that they're not fake very, very quickly, and I have
very
a process
quickly.
To do it. I'd love to share that process with you, but I'd also love to do an hour discussion on that, because it's probably one of the most important things to do on the internet, considering the internet is where we resource all of our friendships generally in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
I personally know how to do it very, very quickly. I know how to do a background check on the person, a criminal check, and many, many other things. without them even knowing that I'm doing it, and I do have a process to do it.
Yeah.
Ironically, the last discussion that we had, that was my number one question that I got by emails at Miami Swings at Yahoo.
Yeah.
And I sent everybody a quick cheat sheet that I use to be able to certify people and make sure that they're the real deal. Because obviously, one can put in a lot of effort into someone and then 2 months later find out they wasn't even real and they never turned up for the date, or they were just collecting pictures from you.
Yes. And someone just...
Great
subject. There's a lot going on. But I would like to say, yes, better safe. And sorry, but I want to tell you, if you think about it, really in life, it's like a lot of other things. I don't know what your job is or what you're surrounded by, but whether it's like a lead or whether you're selling a product, 1 out of 100 will buy it. Or say you get a lead, one out of 100.
Can I just say, ethical sluttier, please connect with us by DM or send us an email to miamiswings@yahoo.com. We're actually doing a collaboration this weekend with another podcast. We're doing a Skype podcast. That we're actually going to be doing live with another podcasting couple that we actually met at a podcaster palooza event. So we love to collaborate and do shows with other podcasters and to spread the fantastic word of the lifestyle and how positive and wonderful it can be. So please, miamiswings@yahoo.com or just DM us here at Miami Swings on SDC. We would love to be able to collaborate with you.
Another
topic would be the next step in terms of, okay, we're doing XYZ for 6 months. Now what?
Hold on.
Expand on that.
Steps. Okay. So hold on. So I think, are you saying...
Pineapple, just expand on...
What signal is out?
Expand that just a tiny bit.
I think let me know if what you're saying is that you decided, okay, for the next 6 months, we're going to soft swap. And then
right, and somebody wants to a show on unicorns.
Are you a unicorn yourself? Because if so,
Banger, are you a unicorn?
Because we would love to actually do an.
We'd love to interview you live.
Mm-hmm. Before this show, and then take some of that information. Because to be honest with you, we love unicorns, they are not our.
Can I just add something?
Yes.
Thank you, Banga. We're actually down here in Southwest Florida where the hurricane is. So if our internet signal is a little choppy, which we've heard from some people, probably because of the hurricane and the atmospheric interference that we're having down here, because everybody's having trouble with either electricity or internet or stuff like that. So we do apologize if it is choppy. It's just... Something out of our control.
It's the weather, yeah.
So she is a unicorn.
So send us an email.
Can you send us an email, Banga? We'd love to just connect with you outside of this particular forum. miamiswings@yahoo.com, or just go to Miami Swings on SDC and send us a little message.
We have been doing, podcasts for very interesting subjects. Like we just did the Hot Wave Hunter. We've done some fabulous DJs, like great people.
So we've been interviewing fabulous people.
Yeah, we would love to maybe even do an informal with you. And if you'd like to be on the podcast formally, then I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, thank you all so much for the input that everybody gave us on some ideas just now. Please DM us those ideas so that we can actually keep a copy of them and format them and do a little research, because we like our every 2 week discussion to be very informative and the stuff you want to hear. But we're also doing some slightly smaller, shorter discussion groups that will be out once a week.
Let you know that Banger's profile is of a 65-year-old male.
Oh, that's so funny.
We'll check it out.
Would be a pure, simple example of how we pre-qualify anybody that we talk to. So that was a very, very good thing. We don't pre-qualify people when we're talking to them live on the show, but when we're going to interact with them, either to meet them for dinner, drinks, or for sex, we absolutely have a pre-qualification process.
They said, 54, don't want to shame them. But so we won't shame anybody. But you know, you know what we've noticed, and this is, I find, may I just go on for a minute?
Yeah.
I find it a little sad. Not, and I don't mean it in a mean way, but sad because this is like the place where you can be yourself. Like, you don't have to pretend to be a different age or a different sexual preference. The SDCs and the lifestyle is really a place where you can be yourself. If you want to go pretend to do something, I think maybe there's got to be a better place to do it, because here we all just want to be ourselves and be authentic.
Yeah. So I want to know if anybody wants. Yeah, you're but absolutely. But you're absolutely
having
right.
said that, I haven't looked at anyone's profile. I know nothing about them. I'm
so
not
would anybody anything. Like to hear us talk about how to pre-qualify and how to pre-qualify a stud for a hot wife experience and the process we use to do that to prove authenticity?
Can we get one yes so we can take it back to them and tell
yes,
them?
Yes, please.
This is
right
our
on.
Biggest.
You see that?
Okay. So how do you want me to write it?
Yes, please.
No. How do you?
Oh, how to how to vet a stud for a hot wife experience?
Oh, good God. Okay. How to vet a stud?
And yes, please, two times.
Okay.
How to vet a stud for a hot wife experience in particular?
Oh,
I know, so much to type, so much to do, and so many places
okay,
to go.
Okay, so we have three good ones.
So
the
we actually have the unicorn one. We would love to speak to
a few unicorns
and actually get a broader understanding of their side of right?
Yeah.
I think that would be super, super helpful. We'd love to do it actually as a part of our own podcast, which we do on, just so you know, you can actually find us on video on YouTube at Miami Swings or Stitcher, iTunes, and every other radio station.
We're on Swap Radio. We're on that K9.
Another radio station.
We're on another radio station. We are, so, but if you want to watch us.
I love iHeartRadio.
Please subscribe.
YouTube,
if you are
alive,
if you're able to subscribe, please subscribe. We work really hard doing this, and we appreciate it. If you're on iTunes, if you could leave us a review. Oh, my gosh. You guys don't even know how helpful that would be for a couple of us. Just trying to be with you guys in the lifestyle and enjoy life and be sexy.
Yeah, we're just trying to be sexy.
Yeah,
but fortunately, we actually take this incredibly seriously on the other side of it, educationally, and we love to be able to keep people down the straight and narrow and let them know what their expectations could be in any scenario prior to getting that scenario in front of them. So at least they have some kind of information on what to expect, what to do, how to do it, where to go. And so let's just talk about one last thing. We're a minute over. I want to talk about one last thing, and that's the cost. Our subject matter tonight was parties.
Yes. Events.
Events.
Mm-hmm.
And clubs.
Yes.
So each of those items, and we all know being in the lifestyle can be somewhat of an expensive process. I want you to know that each of those categories has a financial attachment to it. House parties are the best because it's gas to get to the house.
Yeah, or a hotel if it's a different town.
But a hotel has the cost of the hotel. Now, when people do a hotel takeover, normally the cost of the hotel, ironically, increases, doesn't decrease from their regular fees. So you have the hotel of getting there, of food and beverage, then you have the cost of the hotel.
Yes.
Now we have clubs. If you're going to an on-premise club, you're going to have the membership fee, getting to the club, getting a hotel next to the club, the membership fee for the club for 30 days, if you're only going to go there one time, and then the entrance fee to the club and the bring your own bottle fee, whatever wine or whiskey that you want to take.
But that, ironically, that almost evens itself out because, you know, you'd be buying the alcohol anyway if you're going to be going to a house party or doing it at home. So you get what I'm saying? It's not like a $15 glass of Pinot Grigio. Sorry.
Yes.
You're looking
so,
at me like I interrupted you. Sorry.
No, no. So the last thing would be a resort takeover or a resort event such as Candy Vegas or Naughty in New Orleans or Tampa Erotica or Tampa Erotica or there's several other ones here. What's the other one? Splash. They do a Splash Mocha and Splash here in Southwest Florida. Those, you have food and beverage when you're at the hotel. You have the hotel fee, which is normally elevated. You have the entrance fee to the event. Plus, you have the flight and or vehicle cost of getting to the event, and then the costumes for the event, because most of these events have different costumes per night. So each of them has a different fee base. Some of them, like Desire, for example, has an all-inclusive in Cancun. So you don't have to do food and beverage because it's all-inclusive, but you do have to do airport parking, costumes, the actual fee for the resort, and a resort fee. So each of the different events that you could potentially go to have a different category of cost, and it's really whatever you're comfortable with. For a lot of people, it's a good idea to save up for like a couple of years and go to Desire one time, because that's like a life experience, or go to Caliente, where you still have food and beverage, great life experience, or go to Nordia New Orleans. That's a pretty dramatic cost because you have food, beverage, hotel, resort fee, plus the actual event fee. Then you have the car, the airline ticket, and the car parking. So that can be somewhat costly. And, you know, in many persons' lives that are working and have children, that could be quite a big budget to swallow. But they all have their different costings. I think meet and greets and house parties as a starting point, if you like those things, then you cost budget yourself to the next thing, which would be a local hotel takeover, and or right. And then from there, you would go to a smaller resort, perhaps like Secrets or Caliente. From there, you would go to a week cruise or a hotel event such as Desire. From there, you could then go on to...
You started me straight off at
Temptations.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but it's very... You know, one of the things that I remember listening to on a podcast about 12 years ago was I was really wanted to take you somewhere. And this couple started to talk about the cost of, because I'd never really thought about the cost of these kind of resorts.
They can get super expensive.
Lifestyle resorts are generally more expensive than regular resorts because the return on your investment is much more.
What do you mean?
Well, the return on investment of experience is much more in a lifestyle resort than it is at a regular resort. You're not having sex with people and being naked and doing all of these events. You're just at a resort eating and laying by the pool. So generally, lifestyle events can be more expensive than a regular hotel.
They are more expensive. I'm still not quite sure why.
Because you get a better return on your investment.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it does to me because I do budgets.
Yeah, that's true. I really don't know how much any of this stuff costs.
That's probably one of the best things about us is Angel Renee turns up, has a great time, smiles, and looks like a Barbie doll. I worry, stress, and sweat over saving for them, budgeting for them, and paying for them.
True.
And sometimes it can take a long time to do that. But the payoff and the return from experience and memory is so tenfold that whatever the cost is totally worth it. But the starting point is definitely a house party, guys, and or a local meet and greet, which you can find on STC. Go to parties and events, look for your local meet and greet, and or ask people on the forum, where is our local meet and greet? Start right there if you're not quite sure what you do or don't like or what your budget can or can't afford. Great place to start.
Well, yeah, I mean, if this is what we're talking about, if
it
you're
is.
Kind of starting off, then definitely start local. Start close to home, because in the event that if there's two of you, in the event we have a saying, Marco and I have a saying, that you only go as fast as the slowest person. So if one of us maybe wasn't having a great time or wasn't happy, then you can get home quick and easy without it being, you know, you didn't spend $7,000 for someone to say, oh, I didn't like it. So you start off slow, but then, and then honestly, if you like it, I would say just jump right in because it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Now remember, just the biggest thing is if you guys don't even know where it is, go to your menu on SDC,
okay.
Go down to parties and events and just have a look at the stuff in there. It's a great place to start. For parties, events, and clubs and pubs and meet and greets and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and you know, you're not trying to meet everyone in the room. You're trying to see if maybe you just meet a couple of couples that maybe you see, maybe, you know, we have met so many people at meet and greets that are still
friends.
Today
still
are
good
friends.
Yeah. Lifestyle friends are friends for life. Remember that. Lifestyle
friends
are friends for life. They never leave you no matter what.
Okay, I hate to say it, but on that, I think we need to say goodbye.
So my name's Marco, and this is
Angel Renee, and don't forget we're Miami Swings Podcast, Miami Swings Podcast on Instagram, Miami Swings on YouTube. Watch us. We have some really fun ones we've done recently.
We've done the Hot Wife Hunter, a guy that's going around all of America having sex with the hottest wives in America, and you can buy the videos. That absolutely mind-blowing.
Do you know which one everyone is loving? Is the Naughty New Orleans one.
And we actually just did a video on clubs, pubs, and resorts called Naughty New Orleans. It's actually about an hour and a half long. It's incredibly in-depth about the Naughty New Orleans experience. We were actually public speakers there, and we talked about hot-wifing there. We had an incredible event. So please go check that out.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Sex Box subscription on Cratejoy, Cratejoy.
Did they put the Cratejoy in?
Well, you have to go to Cratejoy, which is the place that you can buy a monthly box subscription. And in the top line, just put Sex Box subscription. It'll come straight up. It's an incredible box for you to be naughty or even get it for a friend, buy a subscription for a friend for 6 months.
You know what I think? I think it may. For me, it was the perfect date night because
they have card games inside it, like naughty card games.
Right away.
Yeah.
And so I'll tell you, when you know you have that, like we're kind of childless, although we happen to have kids visiting, but we're pretty much childless. So every day could be date night, but it doesn't happen because you're working. So you hold on to that thing. And when you have a moment, put on your little nighty. Get a glass of wine, whatever you like.
Get naughty.
Open it. It's so much fun. A little naughty, but.
So thank you so much for tuning in. We had a couple of hundred people come and go throughout this 1 hour event. We really appreciate everybody's input, certainly on subjects. Please DM us to them. Send us a message so we don't lose your ideas. We really want to be able to expand our portfolio of things we talk about. And your ideas are obviously the best ideas. And lifestyle friends are friends for life.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's so funny. It's cute. I like it.
Miami Swings, we'll see you on the next episode of Miami Swings, which is in 2 Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Yes. Yep. See you there.
See you there soon. Ciao for now. Bye, y'all. Are we finished?
Yeah.
Do you want to turn it off?
I only turn things on, baby.
What a darling.
South Beach South Tan, it's not just a tan, it's a lifestyle, free of dyes, full of shimmer. SouthBeachSelfTan.com.
I can't believe that we've just received our very first Sex Box subscription at Cratejoy. And it's super exciting to do the unboxing with you guys today. So we Angel Renee just picked it up from the front porch. And here it is. It's heavy. It's in a very, very lovely box. What do you think of the box?
I wanted to feel the weight of it.
Feel the weight of it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is heavy.
There's a lot of stuff inside, I'm sure. So this, I think, is box number one that everybody will receive when they subscribe to Sex Box subscription. So let's start the unboxing, my darling, and let's see how it goes. So on the front it says, thank you for your order.
Yeah.
Very unassuming, nice and easy to receive on the front porch.
Yeah,
didn't look like a sex box.
Right, but it has a little sexiness.
I love the flowers. It's like, is that roses or fire or something?
No, it's like red smoke.
It's like red lava smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look.
Can you open?
Oh my gosh, so here we are. Let's show everybody. So we're unboxing, first time, Sex Box subscription written on the inside. It has a little card here that says truth or dare. Do you want to pick it up?
Sure.
What does it say?
So you have to pick truth or dare.
Okay. Dare.
Dare. Strip down to your birthday suit and quickly run in front of the window.
Oh, okay. That's easy. What was the truth?
If you had to describe your lover's butts to someone, how would you describe it?
Oh, like a rose. Okay, so you can go next.
So
here we are, unboxing.
Open this puppy up and let's see what's inside.
I like how clean it is.
It's very, very clean. Very clean. Yeah, it's very super clean. Full. Like, you couldn't put anything else in here.
No. So this is what it looks like on the inside.
There we go.
Wondering, let's and I
pick her up.
See something spilling out that I'm obsessing over.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's inside there?
They're fishnets, baby.
Fishnets. Duckins for the girl is number one. Let me see. So, let's open the packet.
Obsessed.
They are beautiful. Actually, these are super naughty. Can I take one out?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, oh my gosh. The fine lace. They're
ooh,
a beautiful
I'm
lace.
I'm
going to
put those on in a minute.
So, the very first thing to come out of the box is
a set of
fish net stockings. That's very, very pretty.
Oh, yeah, put that baby back in there.
Oh, you want me to put
I'm
it back
so
in?
Excited.
Oh, you're so naughty.
Okay.
Really. What's
okay.
next?
That was a winner.
Okay, let's put it right here. Let's put it right here.
Here? Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, you're next.
Actually, yeah, you're right, actually. Let's put it right here so we can see exactly what we got in the box. My apologies.
That's okay.
I apologize for that. So, the second thing out of the box is... what is this? Oh, it's a naughty mask. It's like
satin.
A silk...
satin.
It's a satin... silk eye tie, black on one side, super pink on the other. What do you think of
actually,
that?
Actually, I'm just obsessed with this.
When I could tie your hands or tie it around your eyes.
Oh, no, put it around my eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Just like that.
That is so naughty.
Oh,
okay, you want to pick the next thing out of the box?
It's so luxurious. Yes,
it's
I
very
do.
Luxurious.
It really
actually,
is.
I love
what
the way that satin is so silky and shiny.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that.
What's
one
next?
Too.
Okay, so we have fishnets and a satin eye mask.
I think I'm gonna be a good girl and find something for you.
Go on.
What's this, baby?
I think that might be a cock ring and a ball
it
ring.
It is. This is a really nice.
And actually, the material is really nice.
Super. I don't even want to say soft. But
it is
got
soft.
That, like,
It's like almost like a silky,
like a
satiny feeling.
Yeah, it almost feels like suede or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
Okay, can I go next?
You gotta go next.
Okay, so who doesn't like a pair of dice?
Of course you
do. Now, let's just go. Can I roll the dice?
Uh huh.
Okay.